Lowering herself, she perched comfortably on his stomach, legs straddling him. Her hands continued to travel the extent of his arms, fingers webbing with his wants. She reached them. His eyes stained with that dreadful kohl he insisted upon wearing were shut lightly, and his mouth was on the precipice of the softest of moans.
And then they fucked. Wowzers. What an interesting start to an episode.
That was really special. I read the grammar really weird and also stuttered.
Correct. You did.
Ta-da. Hello. This is what happens. When the marquee isn't here.
We need the marquee back ASAP.
We've been locked in this cabin for 3 weeks now with no marquee.
All we've been doing is ordering pegging toys, having them delivered.
And eating hot cross buns.
Eating hot cross buns and pegging each other.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's not wrong.
You're not wrong.
That's what's happening.
You're not wrong.
I am the Baroness Beef Curtains, and with me we have the wonderful...
Oh, I'm Princess Jezebel.
Yeah, you are.
You wanted me to say my name.
I did. I really miss the marquee.
I really miss the marquee also. That's all right. One day.
I don't think I've ever missed someone this much, actually. Like,
yep.
3 weeks of missing is a long time to miss someone.
I have. When I was a teenager.
Okay.
I missed the marquee when I was a teenager.
Me too. I hadn't even met him yet, but my loins yearned for something.
I was a teenager when I met the marquee for the first time.
I was not.
But an old teenager.
I was definitely not.
Anyway, good chat.
Great chat.
Okay, I want you to finish your story.
Yes. All right. You ready?
So can you give us a recap in case people have been away?
Clarice. The grandmother of Mia Thermopolis.
Princess of Genovia.
Thank you. Princess of Genovia. So queen of Genovia.
Oh, it depends where we are in the series.
I think actually Mia's queen by this point.
But she's about to get married. So wouldn't that imply it's kind of somewhere between or after the second movie?
After the royal engagement, all right, you'd assume. Or during the royal engagement.
I will
so
take that.
Clarice is married to the Help. okay, that happened.
And okay, let's not call them the Help.
Joseph, the limo driver.
He wasn't a limo driver. He was head of security.
Okay, great.
Bitch, find me.
I will. I'm related.
He was head of security and he was like, can't believe I'm driving a bloody teenager around. Quote from the first movie.
Quote. Basically, they are at the engagement party of Mia and the queen has her hands down Joseph's pants at the table.
Hot.
Yeah. So we continue. Joseph can't stop shifting and groaning. Her wife, they mean his. Her wife is so evil doing this in public, was so new to them. Great. Joseph wiggled.
These are not words.
They're not. Joseph wiggled and he reached his climax. Oh shit. He groaned.
What was that last bit? Shit.
Should we do it again? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit. He groaned.
That was special.
While adjusting on his seat, while Clarice pulled his hands away. Now they mean her. Hands away with a satisfied smirk on her face. After the dinner, Joseph and Clarice sneaked upstairs to their suite.
Snuckered
upstairs to their suite and resume their activities. Clarice sighed happily when she seated next to This is like going back to the beginning. Clarice sighed happily when she seated next to her husband, Joseph and Sebastian. It literally.
And then we just keep reading the same fan fiction
over and over.
Welcome back to And Then They Fell.
It literally loops back to the beginning.
Does it really?
I have failed. It loops back to the beginning.
Are you joking right now? Does it literally just loop back?
It literally loops back. But
that's
lucky,
like an Inception kind of a.
Lucky. I have a backup.
Princess Diaries one?
No, gross.
Well, then I don't want to. No, I want no part of it.
I want no part of it.
It really just like repeats the whole thing again?
The entire thing.
And then again? Or like where does it end the second time?
The same place. And they're snickered up to the butter room.
That makes no sense. I am outraged. I'm incensed. I am outraged.
I have something else for you.
I don't know if I want it.
You do. It's an author we know and love to hate.
Is it me?
No. I wish I could call you an author, but
I am an author. Thank you.
Okay. Well, give me the smut to read.
I haven't written smut.
This is from one of our love to hate authors, Terry Lynch.
Yes. Bring on the Lynchman.
Yep.
Or woman.
Ooh, you'll remember him from such stories as Geppetto's Hard Day.
Oh, God.
Goofy's Tie Rhyme Excursion.
Oh, God.
This one is called LeFou, The Real
Beast.
Oh,
no.
By Terry Lynch.
LeFou is such a character.
Oh, Gaston, moaned the gay little man LeFou. Your cock is so cold and tender. I love it.
Ew. I don't know if I want a cold cock.
In the days since Gaston's unfortunate death,
but
LeFou had recovered the body and resorted to necrophilia to fulfill his immoral, nasty needs.
This is why I said I didn't want a cold cock.
The aroused abomination continued his dirty deeds on the corpse over and over again every night. It was now nearing 2 months since Gaston breathed his last breath, and the corpse was beginning to rot like the wild.
And smell.
Rot like the wild. LeFou tried to embalm the body to make it last longer, but it was to no avail.
Duh.
He couldn't get rid of Gaston no matter what, though. No matter how smelly and frail Gaston's body became, LeFou continued to defile the dead. The dark circles under his eyes grew thicker and thicker every day, and the screws continued to loosen in his head the more he screwed the cadaver. It had gotten to the point where he was mentally and physically too lost to even leave his home. At first, his guilty little hobby was just a dark secret, but it had consumed him and changed him for the worst.
Ew.
At last, LeFou got hungry and moved on to a new form of sexual arousal, cannibalism. PJ's face.
I want to go back to the Princess Diaries.
Go back to Julie Andrews fiddling in a manhunter.
That's so much better.
He would start by frying up one of Gaston's fingers that he had chopped off and sucking the skin off like a catfish.
I don't want to hear this.
Treating the finger as if it was some sort of chicken wing.
I'm going to barf.
I think you might. While he devoured the precious meat, he would play with his flaccid little dink. Wait, I'm sorry. Wasn't it like rigor mortis hard? Because he said in the beginning it was hard. So now it's soft. That can't.
I don't think it would be soft anyway.
Unless it could
I don't really know that much about decomposing dicks, but like.
Where's the marquee when you need
it? He would know. I miss him.
Not from experience, but he would just know. He just knows these
not
things.
Necessarily. Don't rule it out. He's going to get mad at me for that one.
He's going to get so mad. Oh, dear. One day, somebody tried to come into LeFou's spooky house and he knew something had to be done. Even with his horrible...
What's a spooky house?
It's one that when you open the door, it like creaks and then you hear this...
Wow, that's spooky.
Yeah, I know.
If I had a ghost that would talk like that, I'd be like, that's the shit. Let me sample that for like a track.
Even with his horrible, unnatural, abominable perversion, LeFou knew that.
That's a lot of perversion.
It is. LeFou knew that he couldn't be discovered. He had too much dignity. Oh, yeah, sure he did. And his name and reputation would be more soiled than it already had been over the last few months. Knowing he couldn't just ignore the knock, he let out a holler.
Holler.
Come in, make yourself at home. I'll be there in a minute.
Holler. I'm sad he didn't actually say holler.
No, he said, come in, make yourself at home. I'll be there in a minute.
Holla.
In walked the kind town librarian, a man who had often let LeFou, as well as many other citizens of their small town, keep their favourite books. He was a beloved, kind-hearted man. LeFou, are you all right?
LeFou.
I've noticed that you've a few books overdue. Now, I'm not one to complain, but it's unlike you to be so inactive. I've begun to worry.
What? Since when does LeFou read books?
When does
Isn't
anyone
the whole
in the
point
town...
is that nobody in the town
exactly.
reads books?
Anyway.
That's some bullshit right there.
I don't think many people in the town are into necrophilia, but we won't do it better. As LeFou hid in the dark corner listening to these words, the librarian came further and further into the deranged, perverse man's house. As the librarian got further away from the windows or other points of view, LeFou tightened his grip on his bloody axe.
Ew!
The librarian finally opened LeFou's fridge to get a refreshment. And that was when out fell Gaston's bloody human flesh onto the poor man. He was stunned in horror and he struggled to get up. LeFou capitalized on this opportunity and smashed him in the head with a bloody axe. He then proceeded to chop the body into little bloody pieces and he ate him all up on the spot. That way nobody could ever find evidence.
This is disgusting.
This is Terry Lynch for you.
The Marquis would not stand for that. He probably would.
He later wrote up a suicide note and closed up all his windows.
That's all. I just had a gasp. That's it.
Graphic content warning, kids. Not that it's already not. Too insanely graphic. Well, he closed up all his windows, doors, and other exits. After settling his beloved Gaston's body ablaze, the fumes and the carbon monoxide caused by the gasoline made LeFou slowly fall into a painless death in his sleep. Nobody would ever get to read the note as the fire spread and burnt the whole house. Nothing remained and nobody ever had the misfortune, this misfortunate knowledge of LeFou and the librarian's true fate. As ruler of the town, King Beast decreed that the lot be dug up and repurposed as a meat factory. The end.
Why was that in my life? Like, I'm very upset.
Aren't we all?
How did I get here?
Well, I know you drove, didn't you?
I need a break. Okay. I need to get a cup of coffee. I need to have a think about my life choices and then I'm going to come read your story, okay?
Okay. Eat a little bit of Gaston's finger.
Stop! We're back. I Hello. Am still mad at the Baroness.
She only had like three fingers, so she's still hungry.
She's like the worst.
She's got seven to go.
Okay, I have a story.
Please read me a story.
I found it today.
Let it be not it's one called... story just on loop.
How weird. Also, don't you proofread your stories before you read them on the air?
I definitely did not. My bad, kids. Oh, well, you'll get over it.
Yeah, this is called Alex plus Harper.
Ooh,
Do you know what's from?
Alex plus Harper.
Mm.
I don't know an Alex and I don't know a Harper, so no.
It's from Wizards of Waverly Place.
No, I loved Wizards of Waverly and I was Me too. Way too old to so, watch it.
Alex, yeah.
Legitimately Same, way too
I was,
old.
That came out like right as I was like becoming a proper teenager.
I would have been in my like.
So I watched it with my sister, my little sister.
Oh no.
But I was
I would have been late teens, early 20s maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I must have been a young teen then.
Yeah.
So this is by Lord Jeremy Silver. It's a Wizards of Waverly Place. Alex is the Selena Gomez character.
Okay.
And Harper is her like really dorky best friend.
Okay, so they're both girls.
Yeah, both ladies.
Okay. Ladders.
Alex and Harper are 22 years old.
Just to make it legit.
Just to make Just it so not gross. Child porn. You're so fucking cute, says Alex. Thanks.
Fucking cute.
That's what it says. I'm reading it verbatim. Thanks, says Harper. Alex pulled down her pants and used magic to transform her pussy into a big stiff dick.
I wish I had that magic.
I know you do.
How much would I be like, hey, Taylor, and then look at my dick and you'd be like, stop doing that.
Please stop doing that. I'm going to drill your pussy, Harps, says Alex. Sounds pussy fun, hops. Says Harper with an adorable smile. Harper pulled down her baggy sweatpants. Let's get cozy, says Alex as she rip Harper's panties in half and push her dick into Harper's tight pussy.
In half?
Yeah.
That's I know, but it's
That's how you rip
it's
panties in
rude.
Half.
Rude. Don't
Yeah,
rip
I get
them.
Mad when my panties are dead.
But also, like, it's so unnecessary. Just take the You have magic.
No,
magic
I like
them
you
off.
Do a little bit of a Jay-Z and just slid the panties right to the side.
Slid the panties right to the side.
Ain't got the time to take yours off. I'm nice. Anyway, fuck me, moans Harper. Shit, yeah, moans Alex, fucking hard and fast. Oh my crap, moans Harper.
Oh my crap. Wait, no, she's not gonna.
I mean, there's a weird comma, so it's actually oh my crap, moans Harper.
Is there an exclamation mark?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Babe, moans Alex. Sexy, so sexy, moans Harper. Oh, sorry, moans.
Sexy, so sexy. Sexy.
Moans up. Ready? Okay.
Give me a O.
fuck, moans Alex. Yes, Alex, moans Harper. Do my little pussy. Holy shit, moans Alex. So erotic, moans Harper. Alex get extra
so
horny.
So erotic.
Yeah. Alex get extra horny. It's not often that Harper used the word erotic. Fuck, moans Alex as she thrust her dick deep into Harper's pussy, almost hurting her.
Almost. Not quite, but not though.
Holy fucking crap, moans Harper. There are ellipses between each of them. Do you want me to stop? I can pull out, says Alex. No, fuck no. Bang me, Alex, moans Harper. Shit, yeah, moans Alex, fucking harder and faster. Aw, moans Harper, being happy and horny. Harps, your pussy is so sweet and cozy. I love fucking it, says Alex with a sexy smile. Thanks, girl, whisper Harper.
Can I have something for me that the audience won't be able to see?
Certainly.
Can I please see a sexy smile?
I'm so bad. I'm such, like, I'm terrible at flirting. I'm, like, really bad.
I'm in. I'll take it.
I like a sexy smile that has teeth. Like, so it's not just, like, a little grin. It's like a,
hello.
Hello. Look how much space there is in my mouth.
Wouldn't that be, oh.
Sure. Fuck yes, scream Alex as she come in Harper's pussy. Holy shit, so good, moans Harper in sexual pleasure as she gets an orgasm.
Gets one.
No, sorry, sexual pleasure as she get an orgasm.
Can I get an orgasm?
Excuse me, sir, one orgasm please. That was a pretty nice session, baby, says Alex. Yeah, says Harper. Indeed, Harps, you're so cute, says Alex. Thanks, says a happy Harper. Sorry, I had to read that because it wasn't sure what language. Jakini, Jakino, Utama, Umata.
Jakini, Jakini, Utama, Umata.
So I think I read it wrong. Jakini, Jakino, Umata, Umata.
Sorry, it actually says peanut butter and jelly time.
Sorry. Chance Alex transforming her dick back into a pussy.
Hey, if you don't say that out. Oh no, you'll still only have a vagina. Lucky the Marquis's not here because you could have given him.
I could have accidentally given him a pussy.
Accidental pussy.
When he gets back.
Well, surprise zone. We'll be like, knock, knock, knock. He'll open the door.
Umata, umata.
Surprise. Got you. Pussy.
Oh, no, wait. Here, I know how to turn it into a dick. Here we go.
Okay.
Alex, can you turn my pussy into a dick? I want to return the favor, so to speak.
Hang on. I'm going to hold on to my pussy, ready? Just in case.
Sure, baby, says Alex. Vinculante and penal La Crustino de Vegas.
So stupid.
Vinculante et penal La Crustino de Vegas.
Okay.
I don't know what vinculante is, but I'm assuming and penis the something of vagina. In Latin.
Well,
but bad Latin.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And
penis the change of vagina.
Great.
I think. I don't know what the first one is. Please.
Guys, do the Googling from Latin.
Hell yeah. I'm going to put it in Google Translate. Harper's pussy transforms into a dick. Thanks, says Harper with a cute smile.
Thanks.
Thanks. No problem, baby, says Alex. Harper gently slide her dick into Alex's pussy. Fuck me, please, moans Alex. Harper start to fuck Alex. Yes, drill me, Harps. It feels good, moans Alex. Your pussy is warm and wet, moans Harper, fucking a bit harder. It just came back from being a dick, so I don't know how it got that warm and
maybe,
wet.
No, so maybe like even if you have the dick at that time,
mm.
you're still like, it's like just kind of seals over.
It maintains
over.
That like setting of arousal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's just like, poo, pussy's out.
Yeah, good theory. Stop. Holy crap, so sexy, moans Alex in a slutty tone.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Can you give us a slutty tone? Haha, I go to you first.
What was the words?
Holy crap, so sexy.
In a slutty tone.
Moans Alex in a slutty tone.
Oh, holy crap, so sexy.
You didn't need to push your boobs together while you'd said that. Like they can't see. That was a slutty tone.
Thank you.
You've done this before. Indeed, moans Harper. Harper is actually pretty good at what she does, and this surprised Alex a bit. Drill my pussy, moans Alex. Okay, moans Harper, fucking a little faster. Yeah, moans Alex. Sexy, moans Harper. Fuck, moans Alex. Aw, moans Harper.
Stop!
29 minutes later.
Of that?
Apparently. Oh my gosh, moans Harper as she come in Alex's pussy. Yes, holy damn crap, moans a very happy Alex as she get an orgasm. Was I good? Says Harper. I'll take the orgasm to go.
I'll have one orgasm and a side of fries. Ooh, I would have one orgasm and a side of fries.
I like fries.
And a post-mix.
And a post-mix.
And a chocolate sundae. Okay, no.
Was I good, says Harper? You were pretty awesome, says Alex. It was sexy. Thanks, says Harper. My pleasure, baby Harper. You fucked me like an experienced person, says Alex. Okay, nice, says Harper. Yeah, girl, says Alex. The end.
I thought that deserved a round of applause.
Like, it's super weird. The grammar in this is like perfect. Like, it's like apostrophe, colon, moans Alex.
Yeah.
But the
content is still rubbish.
But there's no like plural where there should be plural. Push her dick into Harper's tight pussy.
Right.
Like, instead of pushes, like, there's no tense.
Maybe they just missed the lesson of tense.
Anyway, it was very weird.
But punctuation, but also that it's for all that day.
Like one line at a time. Anyway, what a classic. It's quite recent too. It's only from last year.
What a classic. Do you know you don't actually need magic
to transform your dick into a pussy?
To transform your pussy into a dick.
Yep. Thank you. How do you do it? Tell me now.
Peggingtoys.com.
Love peggingtoys.com.
You can go onto their website, get yourself like any strap on, but I like the Broad City strap on because it's got like a pair of boy leg panties to put on as well. And
yes.
Go for gold. Find your closest gal pal, guy pal. Go.
Whichever. Or our non-binary pals out there.
Non-binary pals, whatever hole they want.
We have some.
Drill them.
With their consent.
With their consent.
And encouragement.
Spank them and drill them. Drill them and spank them at the same time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do it.
They also have a nice how-to guide if you've never drilled before.
Yep. Which is good.
Oh, PJ space.
I personally have never drilled before.
Oh.
But I'm not again it.
You can. I'm here for you.
Oh my
as
God.
A friend.
Marquee.
Please come back. Ding dong, Marquee. Are you home?
Vigilante et penal un Cristino del Volga. Oh yeah, that was giving
penis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can pop onto peggingtoys.com, and then if you'd like a cheeky discount, you can use our promo code. Our promo code is BATESAFE. That is BATESAFE. BATESAFE.
You got there in the end.
We really endorse the message of BATESAFE.
We love to BATESAFE.
There's nothing more fun.
You can bait naughty and still BATESAFE.
If you need a BATESAFE buddy, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ and then they fucked.
F-K-E-D.
Send us a personal message and be like, hey, I've listened to your stories. I got horny. I'm just letting you know I'm masturbating. And if I'm not back in an hour, send an ambulance. That kind of yep. thing. Or don't do that, but just check out our cool content. You can find us on Twitter, where apparently there's filth galore.
And there is so much good filth on our Twitter. Check it out.
That is cool. At, and then they fuck it. You can fuck it. You can jump on over to our network, and that's Not Canon Productions. You can find all our charming podcasts, but there you can also find our merch.
Yes, we have really good merch.
You can get a BATESAFE.
The Marquee has t-shirt. A pillow at his place and it's real cute.
It is firm.
It is a firm pillow. I did try and stuff it somewhere. I shouldn't have tried to stuff it once.
And it does not fit.
It doesn't fit. It is. That's how firm it is.
A firm cushion.
Affirmative.
Find us. Say hi. We love you.
And we love you.
We really appreciate you being here for us in the times when the Marquee is not.
Yeah. These are sad and suffering times.
You and I, hand in hand, into the future, listeners.
And on that note, bye.
Goodbye.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.